Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's crazy. You still amaze me. I'm usually over it by now. But this time is different. This time is sticking. Everything is better when you're around.
Everything is much better when you're around. On a smooth, briny afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a lot of love to Destiny. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And family, be sure to purchase her new single, Activated, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very gifted and talented artist, she goes by the name of Kat St. John. Lord have mercy. New album, Nine Lives, available as we speak. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, the captivating and very talented Kat St. John. Mike, what are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your new album.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is truly ours. I want to start off. I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire album.
Yes.
And one of the things I find fascinating is having an opportunity to hear your vocals, especially on
yes.
Tear It Up. And you did a phenomenal job on that on that one. The album is great, don't get me wrong, but
yes.
I'm keen when it comes to lyrics and vocals. And just to hear you
yes.
sing, it definitely surprised me. It was refreshing, and I wanted your perspective. How do you feel about the overall project?
I love it. It was a body of who I am, and it was a body of work that was done within the amount of probably took about two and a half years. I was just recording singles, and I was like, every time I would be in a studio recording singles, I'm like, this is the one, this is the one. And every time I recorded, I'm like, this is the one, this is the one. Before I know it, I had 40 records, and then the producers were like, you got to put something out. And so I was like, wow, this isn't the one. This isn't the one. So then I had to sit down, close my eyes with a couple of people, and whichever ones reached out to us and felt good and felt like it was authentic, those are the ones we actually took. Tear It Up was actually supposed to be a single. But if you notice, it dropped on the 9th of last month, which was in the middle of the summer. So I didn't want to come out with such a strong sad, but still, it was also, how can I say, emotional record during summertime.
Right.
So
right.
I was like, I gotta, in order for me to maximize on that type of record, it has to be the right timing. So the project came out to give like a taste of it. However, you know, once you get the visuals, it kind of brings records alive. So, you know, as far as the project goes, Y'all was one of the last records I recorded because Y'all was something had happened to me, and it just made me look at life differently. If you notice, Y'all is the most happiest record on there.
Yeah.
It was also the last record, like I said, like I had already been through the storm. So now I'm coming out of the storm, and I feel like, listen, I have to be happy. Like, I got to start speaking great things on myself. Like, I'm talking about how somebody messed over me, and this person stole money from me, and this person hit me, and this person did this and that. But then it's like, you know what? If I want greatness in my life, first off, I have to be happy. Second off, I got to start speaking it even in my music, because I would speak it in my life, but I didn't realize how impactful, like, saying it in my music was strong, too. So that was the turn of a new beginning.
How challenging was it for you to make that transition, to be so transparent through your music, to be able to convey the things that you've experienced in your life?
Yeah. At first, it used to be difficult because I didn't want anybody to judge me, and I didn't want anybody to judge the people that I actually love, because if you know, most people that hurt you are people you love. So in my mind, I was like, I don't want anybody to judge my family members or my friends or my man, or, you know, that I'm probably going to get back with next week after I done wrote this record about him, what he did to me. So, so those things, so those things make you feel like you don't want to put it out there because you feel like you're embarrassing yourself. But then eventually with age, as I became more mature, I realized, like, people are going to criticize me regardless, and I'm tired of holding in. It started becoming like smut on the inside of my body. Like, I'm not going to hide who I am. This is who I am, and this is what I went through, and this is what made me who I am, and I'm okay with it. And if you don't like it, you already probably didn't like me anyway. You probably was already talking about me anyway, and I accept it. Kudos, more power, Kick Rock.
One of the things that I've noticed about you and just getting a better vibe from you is that you've always been very outspoken to a fault, which I appreciate. I appreciate that sincerity from you. Do you think a lot of people have a tendency to be put off by such the sincerity that you bring out as far as saying what you mean and mean what you say, that it creates an aura about you where people are somewhat put off or scared to really get close to you and know who you are as a person instead of the artist that you are?
Well, I feel like, see, I grew up with 10 brothers and sisters, and my mother was single. My mother was single with 8 of us. The last 2 came with her husband she has now. So my mother used to say, speak your mind right now or get out my face. So it was like, and then my mother would always say, tell it right now or you're going to get in trouble too. So for me, it was like, but then at the same time, I knew what I could and couldn't say, because then there was also the thing of, say it again and I'm going to smack you. Be quiet, I'm going to smack you. So with that training, I understood when it was time to talk, when it's time not to talk. So anybody that meets me, I don't talk down on people. I speak highly of people. If I don't have anything to say about you that's good, you're probably not going to hear me talk about you, period.
Right.
Because I don't want anybody talking down on me. So I give off that vibe. In a room, if I'm in a room full of people are attracted to me naturally. Like, the whole room wants to know who I am. I don't have to say a word. So I have really, really good energy. But I speak on things that I feel like I have to speak on. Because here's the thing. It's like somebody is in a position where you could change something, even if you don't have that many followers, but you know you're influential in some way. Like, I feel like I got to speak on it. Now, if it's my friends, they did something to me to hurt me, I'm going to speak to them about it. I'm not going to be behind the bush about it. But guess what? You'll never hear about it on Instagram. You'll never hear about it on Facebook. You'll never hear it, because to me, that's my personal life, and that's my personal friend. Whether me and her talk again tomorrow, that's between me and her. So I know the boundaries of what to say, how to say, when to say. I mean, you don't think it's people in this industry that I felt might have kind of messed over me? Yeah, but I'm not just going to put it out there on blast, put their name out there. I may have put out maybe a subliminal here and there that person may know, but nobody else knows. But as far as, like, that goes, I've never had a situation where – you know, where somebody has blatantly told me that. But if somebody felt that way, it's because they didn't get a chance to get close to me or to get to know me. And so that's something that they would have to deal with. I feel like whatever's for me, God has put it in my face, and I'm ready to open it up and, you know, have it in my life. So, and if it's not for me, it's just not for me.
Without question, and it definitely resonates through your music. The outsiders that really don't have a clue on the amount of time it takes when you're an independent artist to get out there and really promote what you do.
Yeah.
How advantageous has it been for you to use social media as a marketing tool to make people aware of what you're doing and also putting out this wonderful new album?
Yes. It's very important to you, for me as an independent artist, as self-funded. And the reason why I say self-funded is because I feel like all independent artists are self-funded. I don't feel like it's nothing special about it. I feel like you're supposed to do that. until you get on another level. Like, I feel like as an independent artist, I have to find those avenues, and social media has helped me. Now, me, like you said, me being speaking my mind, it also goes with other things. I'm a very aggressive person. So guess what? I'm the type of woman that when I post something I think is good, I'm going to tag anybody who's somebody. They may never heard me before in their life. And I may tag them 10, 15 times. And eventually, before you know it, you got BET liking all of my pictures because I don't tag them in so many things. You know, because they're not going to come find me. I got to go find them because I'm nobody to them. They're around people that have millions of dollars, millions of followers. And here I am with 100K, you know, trying to be seen by them. You know, in the internet world, that's nothing. So, you know, people who's like, oh, I got 100K followers, that's like having 5 followers to those people. So what I do is I use social media to the point where I use the advertisement on Facebook and Instagram where you can pay from $1 to $100 to $5,000 to advertise your music or whatever it is you want to do. I use those tools. I use when you're putting your stuff on Spotify or something and they ask you if you want to pay the extra $15 so they can help you advertise. I use those things. I use it to wear DMs. I DM people at 3-4 o'clock in the morning because I feel like if I DM at that time, they'll see it first thing in the morning. If I DM too early, they're not going to see my DM because they're too big. And they got so many women and so many men just trying to holler at them on something totally different. So when I come at them, I say, how much is your services? I don't say, can you help me? Can you look out for me? I want them to know I'm there for business. So I use my DMs as well. So social media is very important, very important. It's about how you use it and when you use it and what you're using it for.
Without question. And for me, I've had an opportunity to see around town on a few separate occasions. And people are drawn to you like a moth to a flame because you have such a personality about you. People can't help but feel invited. It's contagious.
Yes.
The amount of response
yes.
that you get. And I wanted to ask you, for you, how imperative or how important is it for you to have a strong team around you to support you through the good times and not so bad times? Because as you're well aware, being an yes. independent artist can be very, very challenging. So what has that meant to you
mm-hmm.
in overall?
Well, for me, first off, I've always been told, like, I don't, like, you act like, have you ever heard somebody say you don't meet strangers? Like,
right.
To me, people don't feel like I'm a stranger to them. And like I said, I grew up with 10 different personalities. So for me, and then I was like the mama, but I was not the oldest. I was like a middle child, but I would always act like the mama because I didn't want my mom to have to come home to clean up, to do everything. And I was always the one, like, I was trying to get my brothers and sisters the whoopings and then trying to make them sit down and talk with each other, talk it out and stuff like that. I thought I was mama. When my mother had a new child, I was always like, this is my baby. Like, and it was so funny because, like, I think those things are what put me in a position where, like, I don't judge people because I have a brother that is an alcoholic. You know,
okay.
So it helps me relate to addicts. I have a brother that's in and out of jail. It helps me relate to people that are felons. I have a brother that is gay. It helps me relate to the gay community. I have a brother that is handicapped. He had cancer. He had to get his hip replaced, so he limps around. So I have a sister that, like, she just very uppity up, very prissy, very I'm all that, better than you. So, and then I have other sisters that's just really hood, that just get down for whatever. And then I have that sister that thinks she's everybody's mom, you know, too. So I'm able to relate to different people of all races, of all ages. And mind you, my mother had 5 different fathers, you know, in the midst of all of this. So we range from extra pale white to dark, dark, dark. So we in all colors of the rainbow. So for me, when I see other people, I see my family. And when I see somebody down, I see my family. When I see somebody on drugs or on alcohol, I see my family. So for me, I'm not going to come in a room judging. However, if you treat me nasty, I'm just going to back up from you because I don't like nasty people. I don't like when people treat people nasty. But this has helped me to be able to just understand, like, you know, when I come around people that are on my team, if they're not somewhat like me, sometimes I will try to help them, like, with some things that they're going through. But if I feel like it's no helping, they can't come. See, I'm moved by spirit. I'm not moved by flesh. So you can roll up to me in a brand new Benz or Maybach or whatever and say, I want to be on your team. You know, if my spirit ain't feeling it, you're not going to be able to come around me. So there's been times where I've mistaken and got a dancer that get mad at me because eventually you dancing for me. Now you want to sing background and you mad at me because I don't want you to sing background. Now you mad at me and you like, oh, she the only one thing, da, 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 da. Like, you're going to have those type of people. But as far as like me, I'm moved by spirit. I got to feel you. I got to pray about you. I got to see if you're the one. And some people, I just feel instantly like you're the one. So this team that I built, you know, I am the boss. I have people checking my emails. I have people doing some of the things. But until I find somebody that can really run it the way it needs to be ran and not trying to side do things the wrong way and hurt people and get my name out there bad, until God send that person, like the people that are around me, we working with it. And most of them is my homegirls, my DJs, people I've been knowing. So, and that's how it is.
I understand, and I definitely respect that. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the very talented Kat St. John. I want to ask you or talk to you about women's empowerment. And I get that from you. You speak on that a lot as far as women having more empowerment, being more proud and being more, giving more clarity as far as what they want to do. They have the power to be whatever they want to do. And it comes a lot from a lot of the interviews that I've seen you talk about previously. And I think that's one of the things that, to me, is missing from a lot of the interviews. Everything is so focused on the music, which is important. But I want to get to the meat and bones of, like, you know, what does this artist represent? She has a lot to say. Women's empowerment is very important to you. And I wanted you to speak on that a little bit, if you could.
Yeah, so I feel like as a woman, people look up to us, just women in general. They put us on a separate pedestal. They feel like they want you to be a woman. They want you to carry yourself like a woman. So even though they want that, they want to see that, but then at the same time, they want to turn around and watch somebody else be unladylike, if that makes sense. However, in this industry, you have to be like a bulldog. You cannot let small things, like, affect you as a woman. I used to wear my sleeves on my shoulder, but nobody knew. So then eventually I had to pray that off of me and be like, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to allow my feelings to get in the way because I'm assuming somebody doesn't want to help me, but maybe they just can't help me. Maybe they're not in the power of the position to help me. So as a woman, I always tell women, like, listen, we have to support each other. We have to show them, yeah, I'm on top, but it's okay for this woman to get shine too. We have to understand within ourselves as well that if you want it, just like you aggressively wearing that short skirt and aggressively twerking in the middle of the ground with no shame at the club, you got to aggressively go for what you want at the same time in that same manner, in that same thought process. Like, you had the confidence to get out there knowing you ain't had no job that day, knowing whatever your career or your success goals were, you didn't even attempt those. But I want people, women, to understand, just like you attempt the other things, even when you're trying to catch your man, you going through his phone, whatever you doing, you attempted that, and you was aggressive with it, and you were successful with it. That same energy, you put that into your career, into your life, into your kids, into your husband, into your man. All these things, you put that same type of energy into it as you do those negative things, that everything you're doing is going to come back 10 times fold.
That's deep, my love. That's very, very, very. And I find it rather apropos because it leads me to the song, Different Road. What does Different Road mean to Kat St. John?
Different Road, it was one of those situations where I felt like I was stuck. I felt like I was stuck in a world of just doing a lot of sinful things, even though, you know, the world didn't see it as sinful. And when I say sinful things, I mean, like, I was with somebody who was consistently, like, doing wrong, and I was condoning it. Then I started doing anything to make money besides selling my body, never stripped or anything like that. But, you know, it was like, I just got into this whirlwind, and then I feel like all my blessings were being blocked. And I was like, why are my blessings being blocked? Why I feel like I can't go nowhere, and I'm doing everything right, except for these little things over here that I'm thinking is not harmful. So I felt like I was just stuck. Like, now in that moment, I gotta go down a different road. Like, this is not for me. I'm really doing this because my man doing this. I'm really doing this because my homegirl doing this. I'm really doing this because in my past, my family members in the past did that. So now I understand that I have to make a different lifestyle, and I have to create that other road, and I got to go down that other road, because this road I'm going down, it leads to death. And when I say death, I mean spiritually, mentally, even physically. So I just was in a dark place, and like I said, I just felt like all my blessings were being blocked, like everything I wanted. Like, why wasn't it happening? Why? And so that's where Different Road came in from.
You know, it's amazing. One thing that I've always found so refreshing about a woman in general, a woman has so many different layers, so many different moods about her entire, her essence of who she is. And then to go through the things that you've experienced, and you had that come to St. John type of experience, Lord have mercy, and say, you know what, this is not working for me. I need to make a change. Because I've always said, it's the little things. Those are the ones that are so magnified, or the things that are not being done correctly in our lives. I'm glad that you've come through. You're looking as captivating and as talented as ever. So far be it.
Thank you.
To deprive the listeners for some beautiful music. Let's get into it from the new album, Cat St. John, Nine Lies with Different Road. Here's on of LODL Radio. Yes, Lord.
Can't seem to find my way. The path ain't looking clear for me. No matter what I try to do, something keeps on stopping me. Feels like some people watching, and these streets are cold.
This path I'm blazing is not for debating, so stop it. They secretly watching, I feel in my spirit, they plotting. Praying constantly so I know that God got me. And every weapon formed against me, no, it's not an option. So you can keep your gossip out and all that bickering. My steps have been ordered a different direction, I'm headed in. No more fear or doubt, no more worry or pain. No more tears on my pillow, no more going insane. I speak life, not death. No, I'm not ashamed. I thank God for every breath. No, I will not complain. Compromise my integrity. No, I will not profane. And these streets don't owe me nothing. They just taught me some things. Raw. Riches, all green lights. Let out some passengers that love just ain't seem right. Mama told me be the home before the street lights. Karma's a bitch, you see the storm before the peace strikes. So many nights I've been praying for better wages, better pay and better days. Faith never strays. You know it's cold out here. I stay bundled up. Real queens to the field. Time to huddle up. Had to make a couple mistakes just to see the face. Give it time, shit. They tell me that's what it's gonna take. Like they ain't even care. Shit ain't even fair. No time to waste on them. I swear I'm almost there.
Cat St. John from the new album, Nine Lives, Different Road. And remember, family, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, support Cat at her Instagram page. That's Instagram.com/Cat St. John. It's me, yes, Lord. Often imitated, but never quite duplicated. I must ask, you do so much. Your schedule is always so busy. For you,
yes.
When did you find time to actually get in the studio and work on this project?
Well, I would go early morning or late night. And
okay.
If I go early morning, I would finish like around 12, 1 o'clock. And then if I go late night, I would go in about 9 o'clock and finish about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So it was very strategic because the guy that I record with, he does cheer competitions. His name is Super Producer TA. He does
okay.
cheer competitions, voiceovers for ESPN and a lot of other cheer teams. So for him, this is like his busy season right now. So I have to – the reason why it took me a long time to finish my album is because he is somebody who has never tried to, approach me in a disrespectful manner. He is, and I'm not saying other people haven't, but I feel real comfortable – with him to be able to be in the studio that long with him and him not, try to come at me in a disrespectful way or, trying to holler at me or trying to get with me or,
right.
anything like that. So my schedule was basically based around his schedule. So then once the season was over with, I had to, like you said, find time that could work for both of us to be able to get in there. So normally it was just at the odd hours that I'm not doing interviews or time frames where I'm not out of town. So it was very strategic.
Well, you know what? A good friend of mine once said, you must plan your work and work your plan. A quitter never wins and a winner never quits. What are your
mm-hmm.
goals? I know you set goals for yourself where, my goodness, we're in the last part of 2019 and 20 is right around the corner. What are some of the things
mm-hmm.
that you have set up for yourself for the new year? Because at the end of the day, this is a business and you are a brand. So how far expanded would you like your brand to reach?
Well, right now I am in the process of hiring a publicist because I feel like now I'm at the point now where I need to go further. And I only know how to do so much for myself, and anything else is just coming to me based on people that have seen me or that have heard me on radio. So my thing is I have to reach out a little further now. So right now it's about, budget. It's about sponsoring myself with more than what I've been doing and putting more into myself so that I can eventually be on the top of iTunes. You'll see my music on the top of iTunes. I plan on my music being on the top of Billboard charts, everybody listening to it, using it on movies, TV shows, advertisement. I plan on being one of those artists that not only will I be performing, but they will have me in places talking to help people understand that there's another way other than the way that you're going, if it's a negative way. And to also let people, see like what my past looked like and what it looks like now, my future, so that they can also grow from that as well. So I see myself writing a book. And I also see myself going platinum, of course, as an artist, that's what we want. I want to perform on all the major, performance platforms, BET Awards, MTV Awards, so on and so forth. So those are the things I see for myself. But visualizing, I keep on visualizing me performing and seeing thousands of people in the crowd. So I'm just praying to God, like, when is that going to happen, Jesus? I'm ready for it.
Well,
keep on
love,
showing
my
it to me. I'm ready for it. I accept it. Not just a dream.
I promise you, the way that you're going now and just keep working at your craft, I promise you, you will get where you need to get to. And also, one of the things I find interesting, you are very photogenic, meaning the camera loves you, and you definitely love the camera.
Wow.
Do you see any modeling in your future?
No, because that's the funny thing. Like maybe a year ago, if you go back to my Instagram a year and a half ago, I never posted. Somebody was like, you have to post. Like, you're not making it because you're not posting. You have to post. People got to know what you look like. Let them see your full outfit. Let them see the shape of your body and this and this and that. And I was like, no, my face is good enough. That's it. I want to wear my outfit again, over and over again. So, I hated it. If you know. music for a long time.
Oh my goodness.
And I tell people, hey, listen, I'm going to wear this outfit again, so y'all just be ready. Like, I don't know why I feel like I have to tell them that. But because in this world, like, everybody thinks you only wear something one time. That's not true. I'm going to wear it over and over again. So that's one thing. Another thing, if you look at my YouTube channel, like, I have videos, but I don't have a lot of music videos. I actually don't like doing photo shoots or nothing like that. I feel like I have to in order to stay relevant. I stage and just perform and don't have to put no makeup on, don't have to do my hair, no nothing, just let my hair be naturally curly. But unfortunately, that's not the business I'm in. So well, I just got to clean myself up a little bit and do me.
Well, I'll be the first to admit this. The first time that I seen you, you had no makeup on, you had no wig on, you were all natural.
Right.
And the thing that caught me about that, to me, that's the essence of who you are. Forget all the makeup and the wigs and everything, or being comfortable in one skin. And again, I'm thoroughly impressed as far as your progression of where you were and where you're at now. And
wow,
my pleasure. And hopefully one day soon, you will make yourself available and come down here to downtown Houston and come in the studio and perform for us, because I would thoroughly love to have you down here.
Yes.
This is your home away from home, so whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Yes, of course, I definitely will. That would be something awesome. I would definitely make time to do that sometime in the future, but the
All
near
right.
future.
Yes, Lord. So what do we have on the docket as far as upcoming performances? Because I know a lot of listeners out there would love to come to you perform live.
Yes, there's some shows coming up I'll be posting on my Instagram. I can't remember the names of the shows, but I know two of them are here in Houston that are coming up. And then I'm actually on my way to 93.7 interview right now as I'm speaking with you.
Okay.
So I will be live on Facebook. I will be live on Facebook with 93.7. And, and I will be sure to let them know I just got off of the radio interview with you guys. That's what I have coming up, of course. And I appreciate you guys having me, because you could have, called anybody or asked anybody, but you asked me, and I'm so grateful for it. Like, at the end of the day, I'm just working, trying to get somewhere as an artist, as a mom, as just a woman in this world. And, I feel like I've kept a hold to my morals and values as best as I can. And the road is a little slower for me, but I know eventually I'll get there. So I'm sure there's faster ways to get there, but I don't know those ways, and I'm okay with how I'm doing it now.
But you're taking the right road, my love. No shortcut, hard work. You're grinding for yours. You're being sincere.
Yes.
You're living in your purpose. So you can't ask for no more than that. And I must admit, I got a lot of hip-hop heads here that work for me, and they said, they the one that turned me on. They said, you got to really listen to this lady. I said, what's her name? Said, her name is Kat St. John. I said, okay, the name sounds familiar. I think I've seen her around town a few times. You got to check her out. Mm-hmm. She has a flow. I'm like, okay, let me see what she can bring to the table. And I was thoroughly impressed. So Nicki Minaj is retired.
Wow.
So my love, the throne is yours. All you got to do is make it happen. Get in where you fit in.
Make
Lord
it happen.
Mercy.
Yep. I accept it in the name of Jesus. I take that in. I'm taking a throne right now.
All right. Continued success, my queen. Okay. I look forward to seeing
you
very
so
soon.
Much.
My pleasure.
Yes,
my love.
Thank you
God
so
bless
much.
Me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The super talented Kat St. John Lives, a new album here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Got to take a little quick two and two, but it's all good in the Teddy Bears neighborhood. Is it okay if I lay down some more smooth tracks from the new album, Nine Lives, with Tear It Up here in the zone of LOTO Radio?
Show me love. I feel like I've been lost, yeah. You know I can tell that, yeah. after all I done done for ya. You had it good. You should've took advantage, yeah. You got me. Wonder what I done to ya. Oh yeah, you feeling yourself. That shit's all over, you back on the shelf. You got me fucked up. Talking that shit gets you fucked up. I think I need time to heal. I think I need time to feel something else other than this. I'm ready to tear up some shit.
Tear it up.
I'm ready to tear up some shit. I think I need time to heal. I think I need time to feel something else other than this. I'm ready to tear up some shit.
Didn't you get locked up and I came to see you? Yeah. Every single Saturday and Sunday I was at. When you was down and out, I was always around. Even when money was low, I was gonna come through for show. You had it good. You should've took advantage, yeah. You got me. Wonder what I done to ya. Oh yeah, you feeling yourself. That shit's all over, you back on the shelf. You got me fucked up. Talking that shit gets you fucked up. I think I need time to heal. I think I need time to feel something else other than this. I'm ready to tear up some shit. I'm ready to tear up some shit. I'm ready to tear up some shit. I think I need time to heal. I think I need time to feel something else other than this. I'm ready to tear up some shit.
Got me in the club,
Just a little bit, Natural Four, Can This Be Real? And before that, the new single for his house, in his own Pavelo Radio, on a special thank you once again to the count of super talented Cat St. John. Thank you, my queen, for blessing us this afternoon. And remember, family, be sure to get the new hit album, Nine Lives, available on Google Play, Spotify, Deezer, you Lord have mercy, iTunes, and if you're feeling a little bit more exceptionally adventurous. You can always head over to Amazon.com and to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by, support her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/CatSaintJohn. It's me, so it is written, so it shall be done. It's been a fantabulous week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out. All the negativity. We are streaming and broadcasting live via iHeartRadio, also on Spotify. You said, Lord have mercy, Teddy Bear, you guys are on Spotify. Yes, we are. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone, type in LOTL, The Zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. Since I got you here, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket, on a smooth day afternoon, heading into a very comforting Friday night, feeling extra cuddly. But while I got you here, is hey, can I give you back just a little bit more? Is that all right? How about some Al Green with So Tired? Lord have mercy, So Tired. Here in the zone.
Slowly but surely, oh baby, oh baby.
Cloudy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. That's all the time I got to give. See you on the other side. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by our Instagram page at instagram.com/LOTL Radio, the zone. Also on Twitter at LOTO Radio and Facebook at facebook.com/LOTL Radio, the zone. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. Again, we got you covered. All you have to do is subscribe to our iHeartRadio podcast and also Spotify, TuneIn, Podbean, you name it. But make sure you pull up those apps at iHeartRadio and Spotify. Type in LOTL, the zone. And we got you covered. And to get all the latest updates, again, we're on Instagram. Hey, don't cheat yourself. From Blueprint Music, we'll take quality over quantity any day of the week. It's been real. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. Take care of yourself. Love harder than you ever loved before. Because that man said, love will definitely. We're all going to leave you with some K-John. Lord have mercy. Tell you why all the time. Here in the zone of LOTO.
There she goes. Dancing round and round, so incredible. And everything around her, she don't know it, but she'll be mine. I'm gonna tell her why. She's everything like a magazine. Almost like a baby, the beauty belongs on a movie screen. When she passed me by, I'm gonna tell her why. Here we go. Now it's my chance. Fellas, don't be jealous. I'ma take her by the hand and watch her dance. And when she's next to me, this is what I'm gonna say.
She don't even know, but she gon' be my baby.